Now that you have successfully installed Visual Studio Code and opened it for the first time, it is time to go deeper and understand exactly what you are looking at. The Visual Studio Code interface is built around several distinct visual zones, each with a specific role. Knowing them by name and by function will make you faster, more comfortable, and more professional in your daily work as a developer. This course walks you through each part of the interface in a structured and explicit way. Visual Studio Code. A quick overview. Visual Studio Code, often called VS Code, is a free, open-source code editor developed by Microsoft. It runs on Windows, macOS, and Linux. It is not a full integrated development environment in the traditional sense, but it behaves like one thanks to its rich extension ecosystem. It is lightweight, fast, and highly customizable, which is why it has become the most widely used code editor in the web development world. When you open it for the first time, you see a structured interface made of several clearly defined zones. Understanding these zones is the first step toward working efficiently. The overall layout of the interface. The Visual Studio Code window is divided into five main areas. The activity bar, on the far left, the sidebar, just to the right of the activity bar, the editor area, in the center, where you write your code, the panel, at the bottom of the window, the status bar, at the very bottom of the screen. Each of these areas has a distinct purpose. Let us examine them one by one. The activity bar. The activity bar is the narrow vertical strip located on the far left of the Visual Studio Code window. It contains a set of icons, each one representing a major feature or view. By clicking on one of these icons, you open or close the corresponding panel in the sidebar. By default, the activity bar contains the following icons. The Explorer icon, represented by two overlapping pages, this opens the File and Folder Explorer in the sidebar, allowing you to browse and manage your project files. The Search icon, a magnifying glass, this opens a global search interface where you can search for any text string across all files in your current project. The Source Control icon, a branching diagram, this gives you access to Git version control features directly inside the editor, without needing to open a separate terminal. The Run and Debug icon, a play button with a small bug, this opens the debugging interface, where you can run your code in debug mode and inspect what is happening step by step. The Extensions icon, four small squares, one detached, this opens the Extensions panel, which is essential for customizing and expanding Visual Studio Code's capabilities. When you install new extensions, additional icons may appear in the activity bar depending on the extension. The sidebar. The sidebar is the wider vertical panel that appears to the right of the activity bar when you click on one of its icons. Its content changes depending on which icon is active in the activity bar. When the Explorer is open, the sidebar displays the file tree of your current project. For example, if you have opened a folder called My Website, you will see all its files and subfolders listed here: index.html, style.css, script.js, and any subfolders like images or components. You can create new files, rename them, delete them, or drag and drop them directly in this panel. When the search is open, the sidebar gives you two input fields, one to type what you are searching for, and one to type what you want to replace it with. This is extremely useful when you need to rename a variable or a function that appears in multiple files. When the source control view is active, the sidebar shows you which files have been modified since your last Git commit, and gives you tools to stage changes, write a commit message, and push your code. The editor area. The editor area is the large central zone where you write and read your code. It is the heart of Visual Studio Code. When you click on a file in the Explorer, it opens as a tab at the top of the editor area. You can have multiple files open at the same time, each appearing as a separate tab. Visual Studio Code supports split editing. You can divide the editor area into two or more columns and display different files side by side. This is very practical when you need to compare two files or when you are working on an HTML file and want to see the corresponding CSS file at the same time. Each open file tab shows the file name. If the file has unsaved changes, a dot appears next to the file name. You can save your changes at any time using the keyboard shortcut Ctrl and S on Windows or Linux, or Command and S on macOS. The editor area also includes a feature called IntelliSense, which is Visual Studio Code's intelligent code completion system. As you type, IntelliSense suggests completions based on the language you are using, the variables you have already declared, and the libraries you have imported. For example, if you type doc in a JavaScript file, IntelliSense will suggest document as a completion. This feature saves time and reduces typing errors significantly. Another important feature visible in the editor area is the minimap. On the right side of each open file, there is a small scaled-down preview of the entire file content. You can click anywhere in the minimap to jump to that part of the file. This is useful when working on long files. The panel is located at the bottom of the Visual Studio Code window. It can be opened and closed using the keyboard shortcut Control and the backtick character on Windows and Linux, or Command and the backtick character on Mac OS. By default, the panel contains four main tabs. The Terminal tab. This is an integrated terminal, also called a command line interface. It allows you to run commands directly inside Visual Studio Code without switching to a separate application. For example, you can use it to run nodeapp.js to execute a JavaScript file with node.js, or git status to check the state of your Git repository. You can open multiple terminal instances simultaneously, and you can choose between different shell environments such as Bash, ZSH, or PowerShell depending on your operating system. The Problems tab. This displays a list of errors and warnings detected in your code. For example, if you have a syntax error in a JavaScript file, it will appear here with the file name, the line number, and a description of the problem. The Output tab. This shows output messages from extensions and internal processes. It is mostly used for debugging extension behavior. The Debug Console tab. This becomes active when you run your code in debug mode and allows you to inspect variable values and execute expressions in real time. The integrated terminal is one of the most important tools in your daily workflow as a developer. You will use it constantly to install packages, run servers, execute scripts, and interact with Git. The status bar. The status bar is the thin horizontal strip at the very bottom of the Visual Studio Code window. It displays contextual information about your current work. Here is what you will typically see there. On the far left, information about the current Git branch you are working on, for example main or feature/login, the programming language of the file currently open in the editor, for example JavaScript, HTML, or CSS. You can click on this to change the language mode for the current file, the encoding of the file, for example UTF-8, the line ending format, for example LF for Linux and Mac OS systems or CRLF for Windows, the current cursor position, shown as the line number and column number, for example lane 24, call 8, notification icons for errors and warnings, showing a count of problems detected across your project. The status bar changes color depending on context. For example, when you are in debug mode, it turns orange. When you open a remote connection, using a specific extension, it turns blue or green. Extensions, expanding Visual Studio Code. One of the most powerful aspects of Visual Studio Code is its extension system. Extensions are small add-on programs that you install inside Visual Studio Code to add new features or improve existing ones. They are developed by Microsoft and by independent developers worldwide, and they are available for free through the Visual Studio Code Marketplace. To access extensions, you click on the extensions icon in the activity bar, the four squares icon. A search field appears at the top of the sidebar. You can type the name of an extension or search by keyword. Each extension listing shows its name, the author, a short description, the number of downloads, and a rating. Here are some of the most important and commonly used extensions for a beginner web developer. Prettier, Code Formatter. This extension automatically formats your code according to consistent style rules every time you save a file. For example, it will add spaces in the right places, fix indentation, and align brackets. This makes your code cleaner and easier to read. ESLint. This extension analyzes your JavaScript code in real time and warns you about potential errors and bad practices, based on a set of configurable rules. For example, it will warn you if you use a variable without declaring it first. Live Server. This extension adds a local development server with live reloading. When you open an HTML file with Live Server, it opens a preview in your browser and automatically refreshes the page every time you save a change in your code. This is extremely useful when building web pages. Git Lens. This extension enhances the built-in Git features of Visual Studio Code. It shows you, directly inside the editor, who last modified each line of code and when, which makes collaboration and code review much easier. Path IntelliSense. This extension automatically completes file paths as you type them in your code. For example, if you are linking a style sheet in an HTML file and you type slash, it will suggest the available files in your project directory. To install an extension, you simply click the green install button on its listing page in the extensions panel. The extension downloads and activates automatically. Some extensions require you to reload Visual Studio Code after installation. You can also disable or uninstall extensions at any time. Managing your extensions carefully is important. Having too many unnecessary extensions can slow down Visual Studio Code, especially on machines with limited memory. Settings and customization. Visual Studio Code is deeply customizable. You can access the settings by going to the menu file, then Preferences, then Settings, or by using the keyboard shortcut Control and Comma on Windows and Linux, or Command and Comma on Mac OS. The settings are organized into categories and can be searched using a search bar. You can change the font size, the color theme, the behavior of the autosave feature, the tab size, and hundreds of other options. The settings exist at two levels. User settings apply globally to all your projects, and workspace settings apply only to the current project folder. This means you can have different settings for different projects if needed. Color themes. A color theme changes the visual appearance of the entire Visual Studio Code interface, including the syntax highlighting in the editor. The default theme is called Dark Plus, which uses a dark background. Other popular themes include OneDark Pro, Dracula, and Solarized Light. You can browse and install themes through the Extensions panel by searching for the keyword theme. Choosing a theme that is comfortable for your eyes is important because you will be spending many hours in front of the editor. Keyboard shortcuts. Learning a few essential keyboard shortcuts will make you significantly more productive. Here are the most important ones. Control and S or Command and S, save the current file. Control and Z or Command and Z, undo the last action. Control and Shift and P or Command and Shift and P, open the command palette, which gives you access to all Visual Studio Code commands by typing their name. This is one of the most powerful features of the editor. Control and Backtick or Command and Backtick, open and close the integrated terminal. Control and B or Command and B, show or hide the sidebar. Alt and up or down arrow, or Option and up or down arrow on Mac OS, move the current line up or down in the file. Control and forward slash, or Command and forward slash, comment or uncomment the selected lines of code. The command palette, accessible with Control and Shift and P, deserves special attention. It is a quick access text field where you can type the name of any action in Visual Studio Code and execute it immediately, without navigating through menus. For example, typing Format Document and pressing Enter will format your entire current file. Typing Change Language Mode lets you switch the syntax highlighting of a file to a different programming language. Summary. To summarize, the Visual Studio Code interface is organized around five main zones: the activity bar on the far left, the sidebar next to it, the editor area in the center, the panel at the bottom, and the status bar along the very bottom edge. Each zone serves a clear and specific purpose. The activity bar gives you access to the main views such as the Explorer, the Search, the Source Control, the Debugger, and the Extensions. The editor area is where you write your code, with features like IntelliSense, Split Editing, and the Minimap. The panel hosts the integrated terminal, which you will use constantly to run commands. Extensions allow you to expand Visual Studio Code's capabilities with tools like Prettier, ESLint, and LiveServer. And the settings system lets you customize the editor to match your preferences and your project needs. Mastering these elements from the start will give you a solid and professional foundation for everything you will build throughout this course.